Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, baby, we're gonna be here all day. We're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome to the first episode of The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. I'm here with my guest on the first episode, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Segura. Welcome to The Way Back, Tom Segura.
Way back, man.
Way back.
Thanks for having me.
This is the back seat in the station wagon, facing out the back.
No seatbelts.
Dash on the front, cigarette smoke probably in the air, no seatbelts at all.
You just see the grill of a car just come up to here, and you're like...
Yeah.
And you wave.
Did you ever sit in that seat? Were you old enough to have that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever give the shoot the finger real quick?
Did you shoot
to give
finger
one to pull
if
up to the side? What are you kids doing back there?
Yeah.
That stuff. Yeah.
Pulling away. Do it right now as we pull away. Buses.
School buses.
They would flick you off.
Yeah.
If they saw kids, they'd be like,
fuck
you.
I want to talk to you about just like this is all about nostalgia growing up and stuff. And your boys, who I've hung out with, and my daughter did too. We went fishing together. My daughter caught her first fish with your kids. We caught 18 fish and a turtle out there using hot dog, which I had never fished with in my life. Son and I took hot dog up here to Kenneth Hawn. You know what we caught?
What?
Two turtles. Turtles must love hot dogs.
They must.
I was all fired up. I'm like, I got a good one. I realized it's a turtle. But your kids are wild. I've seen stuff on your guys' social media of like keys in the toilet, crayon all over the wall. Like I have a daughter. I remember even before kids.
Yeah.
I would sit in a restaurant and be like, look at these fucking boys are climbing over the shit and girls are just sitting there coloring and they're just, you know, genetically
they're
better than we are.
They're monkeys.
Completely,
boys are monkeys.
Monkeys.
Yeah.
What's the wildest stuff you guys used to do growing up? What'd you used to do?
I mean, I think, you know, we used to, everything was riding bikes, you know?
Yeah.
So like as soon as like you got home, ride bikes, we lived in this neighborhood in the suburbs of Cincinnati and we would just ride our bikes. And the craziest thing that I remember doing at that age, I'm talking like 7, 8, 9 is when I lived there. You know, I lived there from when I was born and I left when I was 9. But in that age range, one time I went to these, you know, there was always like a field.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Just like back through some woods. And one of the kids had an M80. And he just was like, oh, this is supposed to be like pretty big firework. I didn't really have a concept of what it was.
What a quarter stick of dynamite.
Yeah. And when that thing blew off, I just from the impact, I was like, oh, we're in trouble. Like, I couldn't believe that we didn't get in trouble. I mean, it left a fucking crater, you know?
We used to put those in people's mailboxes and blow them apart.
Oh, yeah.
It would blow the sides open and the back off of it and
stuff. One time I got a fire going on this stretch of Lake Michigan when we were in Wisconsin, and I just got cans of spray paint and threw them into the fire. Just as like a...
Are you serious?
And it was like bombs going
off. Yeah, bombs.
And mists go flying different colors.
Spraying
in the air.
It. Yeah, dude.
But that's you don't think.
We used to do Roman candle fights, shoot them at each other. We used to take G.I. Joes or Star Wars figures and we would like tape like 12 bottle rockets to them and then light them off and see how far up it could go. And then once it blew up, the pieces would all come down.
Yeah.
We would shoot fireworks off in the house. Like
all
we
the
were
time.
Terrible kids.
Now my kids also like when I found Ellis painting the walls with his hands, lost my mind.
Did you ever do anything like I didn't do anything like that as a
kid, one time though. I thought I was helping. I put water in my dad's lawnmower where you put
all the
fuel.
Gas.
Yeah.
Oh, fucked it all up.
And he was real nice about it. He was like, "Did you put something in here?" And I was like, "Mm-mm." He was like, "If I promise you're not in trouble." Will you tell me? And I go, I put water in there for you.
For you.
Filled it up. Yeah. He was like, okay. but I was like flipping out at Ellis. The fucking paint all over the, what are you doing? Just going crazy.
He was and what like, do they do?
He goes, I don't like when you yell at me. When you raise your voice, I'm just a kid.
He says that?
Yeah. And he goes, if you just talk to me in a normal voice, I'm like, dude. And I just start laughing because he's being like, he's right. And he's being like rational. I'm like, why are you painting the walls? He goes, sometimes my brain, man.
My brain, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
It just tells me to do stuff. I was like, okay.
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love your kids. I hung out with both of them. They were beating the shit out of me fresh out of spinal surgery. And I was like, okay, God. Okay. And they're Brian, like, gah, gah.
Brian came, you know, he's two girls. He has two little girls. And you could tell he's like so gentle. He's so gentle with them and the way he speaks and like, hey, guys. And he's like, he's with these two sweet girls all the time. And like he crawls into the trampoline thing. And as he's on all, because you have to crawl in, as he's on all fours, Ellis grabs him by the neck, and Julian just starts kicking him. Like, and he's like, he just starts to, he's like, guys. And I was like, this is what it is, dude. Yeah. He's like, guys. You just see him start to panic. He's panicking. And
Stella
like,
looked at me too. Like she got it. So they caught a fish and then the boys wanted to put it on the trampoline. And I was like, go ahead, put it on the trampoline. So they put it on the trampoline, and then Stella gets in there with them, and they are bouncing around, and this fish is flopping, and it's almost hitting them like, you know, they're doing that. I'm like, all right, it's been long enough. Let's put it back in the water. Water swam away. That fish had to be terrified, terrified.
Well, their cousin came, a Florida kid, who
enough said there,
who fishes daily and is doing fishing tournaments. So this kid, I mean, I couldn't believe it. He's 10 or 11. I mean, it was like, it'd be like if a guide, a fishing guy, like he showed up and he was like, you got all the shit? Like, you want to see some shit?
Yeah,
you want to like, see some shit? Okay. I'll show you some shit. I mean, right away, he was pulling stuff out that I don't even have the reference.
All I was pulling out was sunfish and bluegill and crappie.
I mean, he was like, oh, this bluegill, you know what we do? I can use this bluegill as bait. And he's like, like slices it up. And I was like, what? And he goes, we'll get a catfish with this one. Throws it in. Sets it like he's like, we can go over here. I'll come check it in a minute. I'm like, all right. He's like a little kid. And we go back. He's like, hey, I got the catfish. It was a catfish.
Holy
this
shit.
Fucking big. And I was like, what is happening? And then every day, I mean, it was like, you know, 7-8 fish in like 20 minutes. And this was like all day. He was, you know, he's catch and release. And like, then I go up to the house. And then I hear they're like, they put a fish in the pool. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, you did not. And they're like, just one.
Just one. Yeah.
I'm like,
all.
Don't fucking put fish in the pool. And they're like, sorry. And I go, great. Then the next morning, I see Ellis and he goes, we put the copperhead in the in the trampoline. I go, what the fuck did you just say? And he goes, the copperhead. I go, the snake? You got a copperhead snake?
How does he know what a copperhead is? Is he into snakes?
His cousin. Oh. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, I caught one and I just took care of it. I go, what are you talking about? Did you catch it by like, I'm thinking by the back of his head.
Yeah.
I go, did you grab a snake like that? He's like, no, it swallowed like the whole line. Like the.
They caught it fishing?
Yeah, they caught it fishing.
I have never in my life heard anything like that.
And then he goes, I go, what did you do with it? He goes, I put it in the cooler. And then I put the cooler on the trampoline.
Deadly snake.
And then he said, I've secured the premises. And I go, thank you very much. I go, please don't fuck with the copperheads anymore.
For real.
And I go, those are really dangerous. And he's like, I knew it was dangerous. That's why I put it in the cooler. And I was like,
secured the premises.
You. Premises are totally secured now.
You and I like to send each other carnival accidents. Did you ever go to carnivals and stuff like that growing up? Did you? Would you ever let your kids get on carnival rides?
Never.
Carnival, not Disney World.
Never.
Carnival.
Never, yeah. never. No, not a chance. Not a chance.
When you realize, like, I look back and I'm like, they all had really nice teeth. And I'm like, oh, you're all meth heads running these things.
Dude, yeah. I mean, I got puked on at one. I remember that.
Ew. You got someone's puke hit you? Did you throw up everywhere?
No. The funny thing was, I'm walking and it's one of those, it's like the Ferris wheel that goes up, but also spins. Mm-hmm. So it's like double spinning. And I just feel like flick, 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 flick. Like it feels like raindrops.
Oh God.
And I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, it's vomit. And it was like, you know, when you're like dressing in the way that like you don't know, I was never wearing wife beaters, like undershirts, but I was that day. That day at the carnival, I had one on. So I was able to take off my puke-covered shirt, throw it in the trash, and then just look like a Florida kid.
Yeah.
And like in your wife beater.
Ugh.
It was so disgusting, though.
I think I've told you this before, but I went to a carnival. It was right here in Sherman Oaks back in the day. And my friend Christy and her roommate Rachel were living around the corner from me. And I knew them from Maryland. They were younger. You met Christy. She loved Year of the Bull. Remember, you're like, how does this girl love Year of the Bull like that? They're like, do you want to go get on the carnival rides? And I was like, I'm not getting on them, but I'll walk over there with you guys and walk around the carnival. I like carnival. They're like, do you want to get on the zipper? And I'm like, no, someone's going to die. And as we're walking to the zipper, there's a lady fucking face down on the ground. Okay. The swings have stopped. And we hear a siren go by. And I go, I don't see the lady at first. And I jokingly go, oh, they're coming here. But they go past. But then all of a sudden, they stop and U-turn. And they come back. And here comes a fire truck and an ambulance on the grounds, pulling over. And there's the lady laying there. And she's flown off the swings. She's not moving. Listen, I'm not kidding you. As close as that couch is over there to us, this lady's laying here. The zipper's right here. And this guy over here is going, two tickets! And she is dead on the ground. This motherfucker said two tickets. And they start walking up. And I'll never forget, Christy had a ponytail at the time. And I snagged her ponytail and I pull it. I go, what are you doing? She's like, what? I go, look, her friend's already in the zipper. This guy's like, two tickets? They went and got on.
No problem.
They took this lady on the stretcher and got out of here. And then guess who wasn't there the next day? The swings
were gone.
Gone, bro.
Can you imagine the impact with which she hit the ground?
No.
Like
flying
hard,
like that?
Like, you might be hitting the ground like 50 miles an hour, man.
Flying.
So hard.
Well, we have some videos we're going to watch. Two tickets! She's dead right here. Like, you had to step over her almost to get to
her. That's
what this one's like. Yeah. No, that ain't us.
Yeah, that ain't us.
You seen this one here? Let's watch this one.
This was this one in India?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm familiar.
Twice with this ride.
Yep. Hey, everything is going well. Not so much.
Oh
my gosh.
Bodies everywhere, bro.
Dude, that's seven. Like
that's just a straight drop.
Broken
down
vertebrae.
Oh, like, everything.
Yeah. What do you think happened to this guy then?
Let's see.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen this one too. I know exactly what's going to happen on the right side of the frame. This guy's just going to...
Oh, God, man. I mean...
Bro.
Did it push him through that gate?
He went... Yeah, he went out that gap. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
He went through that gap.
It's nuts.
I wouldn't get on any of that shit.
None of that.
No.
Carnival, local carnival? No way, bro.
It really is just passing through town. And it's people that are passing through town.
Hell yeah. And if you come like, hey, the guy that was running the swings last night, is the late died on the guy running the swings?
He had missing ear, you know, some scars.
Do you know the guy missing? I don't know who he is at all. Doesn't he set up next to you at every city? I don't even know. Yeah. I just keep my own business.
I think you call him a Pesky Pete or something like that. I heard you guys say.
You didn't see the lady died right in front of your zipper last night? No, I was just yelling for tickets.
I just got here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Didn't.
All right, what else do we have for Tom? Let's see. You ever see this one?
Look at it.
This is Bert in your arm right now. Look, he's just like, get up, man. Why are you fucking around?
Fuck. You got to show me that again.
Look at this guy. He runs out.
Dude.
Good. Hit once, hit twice. And there's a guy sitting in the car.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Come on, man.
He's like, come on, man. Quit fucking around.
Don't fuck up my car. That's exactly like this is perfect. He does
boom.
Ow.
Boom. He's lucky he flipped like that.
Oh yeah.
Shoe comes off right here. Look at it. Look,
yeah.
Boom. Hell
this guy's
yeah.
like, what are you doing, man?
This guy's like, come on, come man. On.
The way he pulled him up, he was like disappointed. Don't be laying there.
Also, you imagine your spine's probably broken. He's grabbing too. He's just yanking you.
You gotta stand up.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. Look at this right here, Tom. Watch where that horn goes.
Yeah.
Up his air.
No, he's very damaged.
Look at him old. Yeah. Look at him old.
He's like, it's right. His whole colon's destroyed.
His whole asshole's destroyed.
Jesus Christ.
I also saw one with
you've seen that one with the lady?
Yeah, she runs out and it just.
Not runs out. You know what I'm talking about? The one where the bull comes out and there's four.
Yes.
Like.
And it goes at her
and
first.
It just goes her.
And her neck and she just snaps goes, and she's boop. Down. Her yeah, arms just like, go up. Yeah, yeah, she's done.
She's done, dude.
I've also seen the one with the bubbles where the bull hits the guy in the bubble ball. Have you seen that? And he goes into the lower concourse of the stadium from the middle. Of the fucking arena, dude.
That's what you're fucking with. Yeah,
that's a realistic example of how strong that animal is.
It launches him out of the stratosphere.
It put him into a lower concourse. Yeah. Have you seen that? Look that one up real quick. Can you get that one?
But that lady though is.
Yeah, let's watch the lady die.
Do you have
too.
That one?
We'll get it real quick here.
I have it. So
I mean, she goes. Yeah, this is her. That's her right
that's
there.
That's going to be it. Yeah. It's just going to go, I like
the lady
her.
On the right, yeah.
She's
all right, let's go
what
here
what should
first.
I do?
Boom. She's done, dude.
Bro.
Bro. Her neck snaps back. No one's trying to help. Now he's telling him, get out. Look, she's just get over out. There like, all right, no one's helping her.
Bro. Look how hard it hits. It hits her.
Show that again.
Boom.
Oh, God.
That's it. Just over.
It's over.
Is there any update on her? Like,
they do this game called, have you seen, I think it's called Cowboy Poker or something like that. And these guys sit in a circle like that with their backs to the bull, and they just sit and play poker. And the last one to get up from the table is the winner. And inevitably, the bull's coming through.
Oh, sure.
And the last one that gets up wins the money.
Oh, my God.
I did have a fun one here about neighbor fights, which I feel like I saw on your Instagram one time. And so.
Oh, they're mad about.
I'm not sure what they're mad about, but this is how they handle it.
We have permits, okay? What's he? Oh.
What?
Now, you think that's bad.
He lit the dude on fire. He hit him with a fucking
no.
Now watch what he does to the wife.
What? What? What?
Oh. No.
She gets harpooned.
Now you gotta leave that in there. You gotta leave that for a while.
How?
This is called fire harpoons.
So that thing went through her neck when the explosion happened?
That I'm not clear. That's I'm not sure.
And
of.
They're neighbors.
This is
yes.
This,
I just know that it was a neighbor.
Yeah,
fight.
This feels like it's Eastern Europe, though, right? It's a little,
look at that.
And because
and that lady's just chilling right there
with her phone out. Yeah. Isn't that her phone out?
They said this was a flamethrower.
She was like, "Go get the thing, and I'll record it." Look at that. So, how does it start again? It's just like
it's just them arguing.
So they're arguing. She obviously is with the
old guy.
Because she's like,
where's the lady in here that gets the thing through her face? Is that her
like,
right there?
I'm sick
maybe?
Of this guy's bullshit. Always out here digging up holes. And then he's like, why don't you fucking...
You know what, motherfucker? I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you
Let
what
me
to do.
How about that for it?
Yeah. Yeah. But how did that happen?
How did that happen? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's like so startled. You know how you kill this woman right now, right? Is by just taking
that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they're trying to do from
yeah,
the
yeah,
they're
of course.
Trying to yank that shit.
Yeah, he's like, let me. I pull hard.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. Have you ever seen this Subway sandwich maker? High on heroin.
Oh, yeah, Tom. Yeah. Eat fresh, man.
Tom, look, the hat, the brim of the hat's about to touch. It's touching me.
Touching this.
Look, she's kissing it. This guy is
in the middle
this.
Of
That's
his sandwich.
Sandwich.
His sandwich.
Yeah, she's just sleeping on. Look at her sleeping on
and
it.
He's gonna have to explain why he wants another one. You know, he'll be like, your face.
Yeah, he's like, well, what?
Your face was all over it.
I didn't know that was the top.
You know, when you put your face on it.
Oh, holy that's just one of my faces, dude. Heroin. Oh, you ever see this? All right, wait,
man.
Give me a over under. Let's say over 2 inches. How long you think this nail is going to be? It comes out of this dude's fucking face.
I thought you were going to ask me about pints of blood I'm about to see.
Believe it or not, no.
No? All right. I think it's going to be... Fuck.
When you see it, tell me if you think it's...
Okay.
What you thought it might be.
Jesus. How did he get that
in? Those are old school pliers. Oh. Dude. Look how long that nail is. Look at that. Yeah. What was the craziest wound you had as a kid growing up or see one?
I mean, I remember the craziest thing where I was like, no way, was taking a pair of pants, stepping through it and not realizing that there was a really sharp pencil like in the like the pant leg somehow.
No.
And so when I stepped like this, it went all the way up in my foot. Like,
oh,
so I had to pull a pencil that was like,
you still
lodged.
Have a scar from that?
I don't think I've looked. Yeah.
Oh, it's on my knee. My knee from third grade when a kid
stuck
me.
This is a scar. It's next to one of my, I forget if it's this eye or this eye.
This eye right here. I see it. Yeah.
That's from the nightstand when I was like.
Fell and hit it?
When I was like 7, 8, roll over, hit it, right? Hits this. I tell my mom because there's blood and she's like, oh, okay. She like dabs it, like go to bed. In the morning, I wake up and I notice that my pillow's gone. And I'm like, where's my pillow? And they were like, I could see them. They're like, And I go into the laundry room and it's just red. It's soaked with blood. So I bled into it like all night, like soaked. Looked like a homicide.
That's disgusting.
Just from this cut on the side of my neck.
All right, we got to get Tom out of here. We have any questions? Anything else?
Just one more.
Okay.
There we go.
Can you take us back to what was going on with you around this time?
Yeah, what's going on with number 32?
Back when you were balling,
how old are you here?
Before injuries.
That's Baby Shaq right there. That's what they call me.
How old are you here?
Baby Shaq. That is Lakeshore Middle School in Mequon, Wisconsin. That's the B team. I was on the B team.
You were?
Yeah. B team,
B basketball team.
That was probably... It's either 7th or 8th grade. I want to say 8th grade. I think it's 8th grade.
Did you want to play basketball or was that something like your
parents
made you?
No, I loved playing basketball. Yeah, I loved it.
And why B team? Was it an age thing or were you just not that good yet?
I just, like, there was the black guys. Like, Benny Cleveland
sounds like a 36-year-old black man.
And Quow Taylor.
Quow.
Yeah, Quow, Benny. They were on the A team.
You're definitely not getting on that team. Just listen to the name.
Nah, dude.
Quow Taylor.
He's on the A. And then we go from this school over to Homestead, which was like, at the time, it was like 2,600, 2,800. And I play freshman football. Getting ready for basketball. We moved during the year, but at that school, I remember that those guys were in the high school gym doing like windmill ducks.
Windmill ducks. Like, yeah.
That is home. Yeah, there's Homestead. That's where. And that's yeah.
There you go. Look, you're pretty, Tom.
Yeah.
You're pretty there. 63 and 32.
Yeah, yeah, there's Homestead. A guy. I remember this guy named Afuma, who was like, oh, "That's pretty Tom right there."
Yeah, pretty Tom.
Yeah, those were the days.
Dude, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being our first guest, kicking this podcast off here.
My pleasure.
Letting Princess lay here with us.
Princess is gorgeous.
She's a fun little sweet lady. Yeah, she's going to be coming on the episodes and hanging out.
Love it.
Thank you, dude. Plug anything you'd like to plug.
Just check me out on tour. I'm sure by now I've announced the tour. So go to tomsegura.com/tour and come see me live.
All right, there it is. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me live. All tickets available at ryansickler.com.
And if you're going to go to a show, make sure you get two tickets.
Two tickets.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.